you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here. Herb Talk, it's all about empowerment. That's what we're about. That's right, Frank, Magical Frank, our engineer, is ready to go. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We had a great show. We're going to be talking about the lack of sleep and the link to dementia, new study. See how we can protect our minds. We do have a crack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, we want to give a devotion to the Lord. I'm hitting the knees and I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm mining the time because it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in Psalms 100. It says, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." You know, God's courts are going to be full of justice. Isn't that going to be refreshing? Don't you want to be in a world where the goodness is the real goodness? There's nothing that's fake or phony or false. Yeah, I long for that world. So, and I want to be a part of it. So I hope you do too. So mind the time. Find salvation to the Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's see. Experts warn impact of the coronavirus pandemic on children's mental health is increasingly alarming. Health experts are really worried the general population, particularly children. According to health experts, children are some of the most affected by a pandemic because of the repeated lockdowns and the significant changes in the lifestyle. So health experts are concerned that children who aren't as emotionally mature to deal with these changes, like remote schooling for months, being away from their friends for long periods of time, things that we've all been experiencing, and the suicide rate's up. That's right. This was an Associated Press report. Dr. David Greenhorn. He's England's Bradford Royal Infirmary specialist. He's really concerned about the suicide attempts. They compared current attempts to pre-pandemic attempts, and they're saying that not just in the UK and other countries, that they're up significantly. From pre-pandemic, there would be just 2 attempts per week. Now it's several cases every day, he says. So doctors in other countries also are worried. They're reporting that some kids as young as 8 deliberately run into traffic, or they overdose on pills, or do other self-harming attempts. So adolescent suicides hit a record level in 2020, they said. Moving along on the Quack Report, poll reveals that AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine plummets. It's not as popular as people thought. According to the poll of public trust, AstraZeneca's vaccine for COVID dipped across Europe. Leaders have delayed the rollout of this vaccine due to concerns that it causes blood clots. Isn't clear what they'll do about it, whether they're going to ban it or not. Increased figures, 61% in France, 55% in Germany, and 43% in Italy. People increasingly weary of the COVID vaccine. Spain, 38% drop in confidence as well. All right, staying on the big pharma thing with COVID, let's see. The variants, you're hearing a lot about the variants. British pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca is now working on a new vaccine for the coronavirus variants. So the South African variant, they're claiming, Sue Walters, she manages AstraZeneca's operations in Aussieland, and she says that the current vaccine is not effective due to the variants. So more and more variants, more and more vaccines. So you'll never be free of your vaccine passport. You'll have it on you all the time. Hopefully I won't have one. I'm not planning on getting one. Last but not least, Frank, in the Quack Report, this is from former Pfizer VP. This is Dr. Michael Yeadon. He used to work for Pfizer. He was a vice president, chief scientist in their allergy respiratory department. Spent there his whole career, 32 years. He has given an interview, and he says,
the information you're being sent to the press and is being broadcasted is false propaganda regarding COVID-19 and also the dangerous variants. Here are some of the highlights he hit. He said, there's no possibility that the current variants for COVID will escape your immunity. It's just not true. That's a lie, he says. He says, number two, governments around the world are repeating a lot of these propaganda lies and inducing people to do lockdowns, do all the social distancing, stuff like that. He's not in agreement with that. He's already confirmed the drug companies have begun to develop the variant vaccines, which are not necessary. He says the companies are planning to manufacture billions of vials of variants, endless line of injections. He says the regulatory agencies like U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the European Medicines Agency, he says, have announced that since these top-up vaccines will also be similar to the prior injection vaccine, that it'll be emergency approved automatically. So your variant new vaccines, oh my gosh, they're not going to have any testing. They're just going to roll them right on out. So virtually this means, according to Dr. Eaton, this is a design that can be implemented and repeated over and over again, even to coerce people to take the mRNA vaccines. And he says these injections are messing up your genetic sequences, and he's not in agreement with that. So the fact is, he says that you're not being told the truth, and you're being lied to. He doesn't think that a system run on a vaccine compliance is a good thing. So he says, stand up. And I agree. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thanks, Frank. Okay, that was kind of a long quacker. Sorry about that. Well, we're going to talk about the lack of sleep and dementia according to this new study. This is out of the UK, and they've suggested that not getting enough sleep can increase your brain's risk of dementia. So the fact is, brain degenerative diseases are kind of on the rise, but modern medicine has kind of guessed at the reasons for it. The most widely promoted reason for dementia is like brain plaque or genetics. However, in the last decade, more scientists and physicians have kind of voiced their concerns that, the risk could lie with vaccine use. So most recently, doctors revealed that the COVID vaccine contains prion proteins known to cause mad cow, ALS, and dementia-type diseases. So we're going to take a look and see how we can protect our brain. So let's look at this UK study. It included 8,000 volunteers over the age of 25, apparently getting less than 7 or 8 hours of sleep each night, they say, increases your risk of dementia by 22% for those in their 50s and by 37% for those in their 60s. So the volunteers were taken from the British Civil Servants University College of London data. They had actually been diagnosed with dementia in these cases, and records reach back into the mid-80s. So patients were assessed every 4 or 5 years, and more recent patients wore some tracking technology to confirm their sleep reports that they were accurate. So most of your sleep studies kind of span 20 years or less, so this UK study goes beyond that. And the only drawback to some studies is that, your sleep patterns were self-reported, which often, the data is overestimated. So, therefore, the sleep tracking devices were helpful in verifying that. Here's some of the conclusions. People age 50 to 60 who regularly sleep 6 hours or less each night were more likely than those who slept 7 hours to be diagnosed with dementia. That was from Dr. Rebecca Robbins, involved in the study. And, by the way, the study did get published in the Journal of Nature Communications, April 2021. The other thing was the conclusion. They said, we also concluded from previous research that obesity, high blood pressure, and depression also increases the risk of having sleep issues and dementia. That was by Servine Sabia. She's an epidemiologist at the French National Institute of Health, also involved in the study. So the technology age has kind of helped them glean some information, and many of the studies have been done on, you know, how modern technology has impacted our ability even to sleep well. So in the UK study, they are suggesting, you know, turn off your mobile devices a half hour before going to bed. And one other suggestion was not to have those devices in the bedroom. Avoid exposure to the blue light from technology also improves falling asleep faster. So I thought you were saying something, Frank. Sorry. So they had some helpful hints, you know, also in the study, which I thought was great. They said according to people who get more exposure to more natural light, sunshine, get that more exposure, they said, as get as much as you can, it helps with your circadian sleep cycle. And they also recommend avoiding late night eating, as it can cause a lot of digestion issues and keep people awake. And warm baths or showers can also help relax the body for sleep. Some people use those sleep teas, you know, the sleepy time teas. Some people use, what do they call white noise, Frank? You know, maybe they have a CD of the ocean playing or something. So whatever helps them, that's what they do to get to sleep. But let's look at some dementia statistics real quick. More than 4 million Americans have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and 14 million Americans will be diagnosed with Alzheimer's by the middle of the next century unless we step up to the plate and figure out what's promoting this and use some natural therapies to reverse it. So this is a serious problem. When people as young as maybe 30 or 40 tend to get diagnosed with these types of brain degenerative diseases, and if you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, let's say, modern medicine says, oh, it'll be 8, maybe 20 years before you see the onset of symptoms. That's not always accurate, though. So we spend about $100 billion a year on Alzheimer's treatments. The average cost of nursing home care is $42,000 a year, and that keeps going up. It can be as high as $70,000 per year in some areas. The average lifetime cost per patient is somewhere in the vicinity of $175,000 to $200,000 for just, you know, Alzheimer's. And it's the third most expensive disease in the United States after heart disease and cancer. So the U.S. Department, our U.S. government, spends about $350 million on research for Alzheimer's. So, and then you have to kind of be discerning. You have to figure out, you know, what's factual and what's fiction with this, and everything that they throw at you when you're first diagnosed, and what you got to figure out. So, medicine, what they do is they tend to bundle premature dementia, senility, Alzheimer's all together into the same category. So they get millions of funding dollars for research, but they're no closer to the cure. So the truth is, you have hundreds of people with different things wrong. Maybe they have brain toxemia, which you have a lot of metal toxins. Or maybe you have depression or emotional mental health problems. Maybe it's a nervous system breakdown or cardiovascular problems. And, you know, true senility, though, is a lack of blood flow and oxygen to the brain. That's what it is. And so the list goes on. What it really is, got to find out what it really is. So the bottom line is that individuals that are toxic, they're either poisoned from the inside or the outside, and the toxins aren't allowed to exit. So, for example, you can get toxic by consuming the poisonous substances from fluorides and acids, cooking with aluminum utensils, and you can also get a lot of heavy metals from vaccines, and you can get diagnosed with Alzheimer's just by that. So once you realize there's no such thing as Alzheimer's as you've been told it is, you can really get to the real problem, which is a lot of trapped-in toxins, either chemical or emotional, and you have a chance in curing that problem. Well, let's look at a mega-analysis real quick. In 2015, there was this report that was published in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Health and Healthcare and Sciences, and they were looking into the question of, hey, what about some herbs benefit dementia cases. So the researchers used meta-analysis, which is looking at previous studies on things like ginkgo biloba, to determine its benefits. So in addition to the dementia question, they also wanted to verify if ginkgo had a safety and efficiency rating for human treatments. So the researchers looked at 298 studies, but only 13 studies met their criteria, which was using the ginkgo biloba extract with the study duration of about 52 weeks, using similar parameters. So the study also was showing that the risk factor using ginkgo was about the same as a placebo. So what they determined with the meta-analysis of all this is that all patients that use ginkgo had a 95% positive change in their favor compared to those using a placebo. So that's 95% positive change. I'll take it, you know. I'll take that all the way to the bank. Now, the studies included patients with vascular dementia, mixed dementia types, mid-dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and they concluded that when patients used 240 milligrams of ginkgo biloba extract every day, it had a safe and effective benefit. And the studies noted that the criteria for their observation were people had improved memory, they improved their concentration, they improved on their emotional mood, depression lifted, they didn't have the dizziness or vertigo they complained about, and they didn't have the ringing in the ears or the tinnitus. So ginkgo. Here's a quote from the journal article that appeared in April 10, 2015, Journal of Pharmaceutical Healthcare. The ginkgo biloba extract is classified as a therapeutic agent for dementia by the German E-Commission and is sold over the counter. Mm-hmm. So the solution is a combination, really, of natural therapies that help the body dump and expel those toxins and rebalance the system, and you have to do that with nutrition. That's the reality, not with toxic drugs. So sometimes people can't handle their world, so they opt for having a nervous breakdown instead, and they go to maybe into a catatonic state rather than face the truth and the hard facts. So when they detoxify their bodies, though, their emotional issues will resurface, and they will need some help there. They may need some psychiatry help. So be aware of that. Some people have a lack of blood flow and oxygen in the brain, so once they improve that, they're on their way. A lack of nutrients to the brain, and you got a bunch of toxins stuck up there, that's the problem with the majority of these cases. So detoxify, restore the blood flow and the oxygen, use your nutrition, and they will. You'll be back. The senility, the dementia, the Alzheimer's will just kind of melt away. So whatever the issue is, a combination of therapies, you can destroy dementia with nutrition. Yeah, you can. There are a lot of things that you could do, but you want to protect your mind. You don't want to be robbed of your mental functioning. If memory's becoming an issue, you may want to, you know, mention to somebody if they have that, try some ginkgo. And the secret of using ginkgo is get a circulatory herb with it, so it gets it to the brain. So we like to pump it up there into the brain. I like to use rosemary and hot cayenne to do that. So very, very effective. So blood brings healing, and you have to improve the circulation, and that's what you're going to be doing. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they have such a formula. It's called Brain Concentrate. Yeah, it's very powerful, and you'll notice the difference. It's all organic, professional strength formulations, so you can give them a call. You can ask about it or order or request a free catalog from them. The number's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., you can dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address, ThePowerHerbs.com. And do get their free catalog. You can also, if you're online, have email. Do sign up for their free online newsletters, American Survival and Health Quest. They go each and every week, and they're absolutely free, and they'll be full of empowering information. So you can share that with family and friends and be empowered. That's what it's about. So taking that power back, you have the ability to do that. You just probably didn't know it. You just didn't know what tools you needed. You didn't know how to use them. So that's what the folks at Apothecary Herbs are about. They're about putting the tools in your hands with the information on how to use them. So thepowerherbs.com. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. You just, you know, it's just looking at things in a different perspective. So if you got sick, you can reverse that. You just didn't know how to do that before, but now, with empowerment, with tools and knowledge, you can. So thepowerherbs.com, that's what they're about. And you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. We're going to have a cold front here, Frank. It's going to be like chilly, chilly, frosty. We're supposed to get some frost here in North Carolina. It's been so pretty. It's been like upper 70s, low 80s, a little bit of breezy, beautiful spring weather. And now we're going to get some frost. So take in your tomato plants, anything like that. It'll get the tomato plants in a skinny minute if you don't take them in. So if you're a gardener out there and you're in this southern Bible Belt, remember frost warning. Okay, so we are going to be taking a break here in a minute, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some very interesting things, such as, you know, as we get older, we worry about getting frail. Well, what level of frailty are you at? If you're, you know, in your 50s or 60s or older, you know, there's a way to tell. So we're going to look at that and how you can strengthen and empower yourself not to be so frail. Absolutely great stuff. God's good herbs, they're here for the service of man, the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663 or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food, organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Kidney Stone Formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Sugar. Kind of takes me down to the 70s. Awesome stuff. All right, kind of nice. Kind of those oldies you spinning. All right, well, we're going to be talking about what your level of frailty is. This is a kind of a question scientists are kind of asking, and they're looking for, you know, the human body's weakest link and see how this translates into your longevity and that kind of thing. Now, it kind of looks like science wants to know when you'll be literally leaving this planet, checking out. So can you imagine if they proclaim they have discovered a way to determine how much time you have left to live? You know, that's interesting. So life science or health insurance, life insurance and the health insurance industries, they may not be able to find out, you know, that information, but what if science has come up with some sort of way to obtain that information and to give you a frailty rating? And what if science is inaccurate and people are told that they have zero time left to live? That would be terrible. Tragic. So the checks and balances and something like that, you know, I think it's just, you know, that going down that road is not a good idea. So federal health regulators are possibly moving forward with baby engineering and removing defective DNA cells from mothers and replacing them with something else, some other DNA, to prevent things like birth defects and genetic disease transmission. So we have to ask ourselves, where does this modification stuff end? We've got, you know, we got vaccines now modifying our DNA. That's what messenger mRNA vaccines are doing. Taking and changing the way your cells communicate. So if there's no line in the sand, I mean, everything's going to be crossed. And what can we expect? Well, we'll have to find out, won't we? Well, let's look at your biomarkers, because science is claiming that within a 5-year window, they're able to tell a healthy person when they can expect to die. So they're looking at biomarkers. So you can imagine the psychological impact this would have on patients. So it is, you know, scientific knowledge that emotions have impact, and they can elevate or suppress a person's immune system, which is, you know, needed to protect the body from diseases like cancer. So the experts are saying that our longevity can be predicted by just using four blood biomarkers. And what are biomarkers? Well, they're biological molecules in the blood. They're your body fluids and other tissues. So science says they can signal, they can read a signal and see if you have, let's say, a certain disease. So according to research from Finland, a blood test can indicate when someone would die from an illness in the future. So these four biomarkers seem to give you a score of the body's level of frailty. So scientists have called this the death test. Apparently they look at the biomarkers to see if they are out of sync or off kilter, and if they are saying that our level of demise is magnified five times. So scientists are saying that these biomarkers can indicate the way in which a person will die in the future from things like heart disease or even cancer. Dr. Johannes Kuttermann, Life Institute Molecule Medicine Finland, he says, your biomarkers are now a medical crystal ball. Here is what he says, quote, we believe that in the future these measurements can be used to identify people who appear healthy but in fact have serious underlying illnesses and then guide them to the proper treatment. Predicting your health issues? Well, what's the flip side of this? So science thinks they can tell people, healthy people, hey, look at your blood work. It says that you're going to be prime candidate for bypass surgery somewhere in the future. You know, what are they going to say? Why not just take the edge off of this problem now and avoid it? I mean, what are they going to do? Sell you drugs or some sort of treatment? Probably. So the people who really don't do their homework, they might, you know, go ahead and take the heart medications, which, you know, if you don't do your homework, those medications can weaken the cardio and hasten your demise down that road. So when they eventually have heart failure, then the doctors are going to say, hey, we predicted it right. So the same thing can be for the cholesterol medicine drugs, or doctors telling young women, you have those breast cancer markers, you might as well just have a mastectomy now. So has anyone really considered the cost of treatments when there are no symptoms, no official illness? See, that's what's interesting. See, when you go to the doctor's office or you're at the hospital and you have insurance covering you, insurance looks at your treatment costs by codes. So the hospitals have to give a diagnosis code and a CPT and a ICD-9 code or ICD-10 or 11 code, whatever the ICDs are now. So these are diagnosis and procedural codes. And this is how your bill gets handled and paid for. So, but according, there's always been strict standards that you actually had to have an official disease and it had to be diagnosed properly to be considered that disease to get that code so that you can have treatment and be paid for it. So if you don't really have breast cancer and you have a mastectomy, how is the insurance company going to pay for that? So these are questions people need to ask. You know, well, excuse me, if there's no disease yet, how is my insurance going to cover my bill? Probably won't. And here's the other thing. If this takes off, if this kind of stuff takes off, then life insurance companies, man, it's going to be really tough to get life insurance, isn't it? Really going to be tough. Your premiums will be high. So, I mean, if you get the crystal ball biomarker thing being used by that kind of industry, well, you know. So what can they do about this? Well, until now we've been told that, you know, there's no tests that have been able to tell a person who may become ill with this disease or that disease. But this biomarker science is being used to do just that. So now researchers in Finland are saying that they have found these important biomarkers to reveal any future health risks a patient may have. And most folks, you know, would agree that your diet tends to dictate a lot of what comes out of your health because foods, nutrition, all these things influence you are what you eat kind of thing. So let's say a person is kind of marked by medicine that they're going to die from a specific disease, right? And let's say, hypothetically, this person does not know about this, but in the meantime changes their diet to a healthier one. So their lifestyle is improved. And guess what? The biomarkers are influenced, too, by this. Because they've done studies where they've taken people off of not-so-healthy diets, a lot of, you know, convenience, fast foods, and prepackaged stuff, and they put them on, you know, whole foods, you know, made at home, and, you know, organic, more fruits and vegetables. And 6 days, their DNA improves, changes. So food can do that. Imagine what you really can do with, you know, that lifestyle change, regular exercise, better sleep, more water, getting off the toxic stuff. Just imagine what you can do. And imagine what medicinal herbs can do for you. They are really packed full of nutrition. That's why they're medicinals. So, and so if the biomarker thing is going to be, you know, kind of morphing into this industry of healthcare, what will the person's medical record reflect? And let's say somebody gets diagnosed, like I said, with something, possibility of having heart disease down the road, and they improve their lifestyle, and they have their chances of getting heart disease is significantly reduced. Does their medical record get updated? Don't know. So these are ethical questions that need to be addressed before this biomarker stuff takes off. So what are the four biomarkers? A lot of people say, well, what are those? Because you have hundreds of biomarkers, and science knows this. And what four have they zeroed in on to give you a frailty score? Well, according to the Finland research, they are albumin, alpha-1 acid, glycoprotein, citrate, and low-density lipoprotein particles. That's what they're looking at. So we also are told that these are all linked to things like liver and kidney functions, inflammation, immune system infections, metabolism, energy, and vascular system. So you know what I'm thinking? When you get a physical, you know, when you want to get life insurance, and they take blood and urine samples, I bet you they're checking for that. I bet you they're checking for that. So we should point out to the researchers in Estonia, they were kind of skeptical on this research, a lot of these new studies, and they were done supposedly with the same findings. So science like David Marcus Parola, he's with the Institute of Health and Welfare, they're claiming that they can predict mortality independent of disease. So, well, do you suppose science and soon medical doctors will be saying that nearly everyone is sick with an underdeveloped disease that needs treatment? Because it means dollars and cents. So let's say you are a high school or a college student. You're trying out for the football, the track team, or some other sport, and your biomarkers indicate that at some time in your future, you may have a heart attack. Do you think the government-run schools or the college institutions are going to take the liability and allow you to play? They may be worried that you'll have a heart attack on the field. So I highly doubt this, but if there is any good news in this, it's that folks who are given this, quote, death test can instead be, you know, well, they may be put on toxic drugs or invasive surgery to change the course of their frailty with changing their lifestyles instead and using powerful organic medicinal sources and defeat this future disease. I mean, you have options. This is the point. This is from Dr. Marcus Parola. He says, this death test is surely something we will see becoming widespread. So let's look at what could be next. Well, according to Dr. Johannes Kudeman, their next step is to quiet the ethical concerns over this with more research, finding, identifying more links between these biomarkers and seeing if people could, you know, be influenced or avoid health risks in their future health risks. So they want to tinker with it a little bit and see if there's a cause and effect that they can prove. And this this could be interpreted many, many ways. So I tend to think that science may use this future research to convince patients their health risk cannot be addressed by natural means, and their only hope is to use drugs or surgery. That's what I think. So the Finland research did get published in the Polos Medicine Journal. That's a public library science. And let's look at some biomarker security, too, before we leave this topic. Is there a way for you to defend your biomarkers from being off-kilter, being skewed? Well, since biomarkers are really not supposed to be off-kilter to begin with, what could be messing them up? Well, according to one study in 2007, and this was in PubMed, biomarkers, which are off-balance, are really oxidative stress, which can produce inflammation in the body. And it was recommended by the researchers that vitamin C, that's rich in vitamin C-rich foods, and lycopene, or like tomatoes, to be used to reduce the biomarker stresses. So researchers found that this healthy nutrition can make dramatic changes in the biomarker within just 2 weeks. And then this other study that PubMed included showed some research from 2008 in which the oxidative stress was involved in some of your major disease epidemics like heart disease and diabetes and neurological diseases and even cancer. So the answer was you want to beef up your foods with antioxidants, and this would encourage healthy enzyme production. And you're going to, and when you do that and you get that enzyme production, this antioxidant going in your healthy whole foods, because these, your whole foods will have a chemistry balance of minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and other phytochemicals in there. So polyphenols and carotenoids and things like that. So when you get it in whole foods, all that's balanced. It's not a lab deciding you need mega doses of stuff. So the biomarkers are going to show the wear of the free radicals in the body, and this affects how the cell lipids and the proteins and nucleic acids all communicate. And this particular study did find that certain foods and beverages tend to influence your biomarkers, and they produced a lot of oxidative stress. So their conclusion was a healthy diet with wholesome foods helps you to prevent the oxidative stress on your biomarkers, and therefore prevents your disease from showing up in your biomarkers and your frailty score from being in the pits, as they say. So if you're eating healthy foods, you're going to avoid dirty blood, because blood brings healing. Life is in the blood. So you want to have clean blood. And the next thing, in order to avoid oxidative stress, is really to protect your biomarkers. And if you're choosing supplements, choose whole food ones. And make sure your supplements are not synthetic. They don't contain GMOs. They're not a combination of a vitamin and pharmaceutical drug. You want whole food stuff. So instead of, you know, synthetic vitamin C, you want rose hips with vitamin C. That's what I would do. So look for those whole food things. Now, look for the certified organic stuff. Look for products with a track record, a great return guarantee, that kind of thing. Milk thistle is a wonderful herb with antioxidants for the liver to help it regenerate itself and heal. And a lot of these herbs will be packed full of these mineral elements that really influence those four biomarkers they're focusing on. So you have a lot of herbs that will help your immune system function normally. You have herbs that will help the body purge toxins that it's holding on to that shouldn't be there. You have herbs that will support cellular function on a metabolic level. So you have stamina. Your cells have stamina and energy. Because I'm really believing that a lot of internal medicine disorders are really from a lack of minerals, a lack of nutrition. So you really need those electrolytes too, and we're off the healthy salt, we're on the processed stuff, and that's not what we need. So salt's kind of a basic element. And water and salt counter-regulatory in the system. You need that. Keeps the cell walls strong. Keeps arteries and veins flexible so you don't get plaque. Helps balance fluid so you don't have edema or dehydration. So water and salt, very important in the human body and all living things, really. And so I like to use the sun-dried salt from France, and we have that at thepowerherbs.com if you want to look for it there. Amazing stuff. It's a game changer. Does not promote hypertension. Yeah, when you have salt that has nutrition still in it, it doesn't promote high blood pressure. So when you have salt that's been stripped of all that nutrition so they can sell the minerals to other industries for more profit, yeah, then you're going to get hypertension. So big game changer, having a healthy salt. Yeah. And you just probably didn't know that. You thought salt, all salt's the same? No, no, and no again. So salt that's healthy is not stark white. It's off-white or grayish color. So the color will be an indicator to you. So if you're in the store and you see stuff like Celtic sea salt and all this stuff, take a piece of white paper with you and just hold it up to the salt. If it's the same color as the paper, it's not healthy salt. It's been processed. It's been artificially processed. It's not been dried by the sun, and your minerals have been depleted in it. So again, we're just a pile of minerals when you take the fluids away, and we have to put those back in. So let's do that. I have just a few minutes here, and I wanted to touch base on tuberculosis just for a minute. Because the vaccine companies are they want this TB vaccine, tuberculosis vaccine. It's used in other countries, but it's not so widely used here in America. And one of the reasons is it's not a disease that's talked about much, so people don't think it's a problem. Here's a quote from Wisconsin Emergency Coordinator Steve Steinhardt. He said, "Tuberculosis is a disease most Americans may view as a relic of the 19th century. It is still an insidious threat and can pop up anywhere." Jean Byerman, she's a nurse in Wisconsin. She says it's not unusual for doctors to miss a tuberculosis diagnosis because the disease is so uncommon now. So it's usually misdiagnosed. So according to the CDC, there's like 3 people every 100,000 in the U.S. that may be diagnosed with tuberculosis. And here's some of the symptoms to look for. With an uncontagious form of tuberculosis, you may not even know that you have the disease. Symptoms with the contagious form of tuberculosis in the lungs is that's the most common organ that gets affected by the disease. So over a period of weeks or months, the lungs will develop some mild symptoms like a little cough, a little sputum. Could be thick, cloudy, or even bloody sputum. Other symptoms develop later: fever, chills, night sweats, fatigue, weakness, loss of appetite, and insufficient weight loss. Then it will progress to shortness of breath and then chest pain. If the infection isn't cleared, you'll get what's called extrapulmonary tuberculosis, and then you get back pain near the spine, neck, and swollen lymph nodes. So nothing to mess with, but trying to get a diagnosis for this is kind of hard since they don't see it a whole lot. It is an expensive disease to treat in the hospital, $300,000 per patient. So Dr. Thomas Dormandy, he has researched tuberculosis, and he's collected a lot of documents in his investigation. He's examined a lot of treatments of this disease. The Roman Empire actually had treatments for it. One correlation he discovered is tuberculosis will attack people in overcrowded conditions, like in prisons or concentration camps, or with very poor malnutrition and low immune system activity. He said he even covered what was called the bovine tuberculosis that contracted. You can contract that through cow's milk, all right? Spurred on the pasteurization process. So Unfortunately, the research has showed that 10% of pasteurized milk contain live tuberculosis bacterium in it. So it's not all clear of tuberculosis. So it's kind of, you know, vaccines for everything is the mindset. We've had waves of outbreaks of tuberculosis in the UK, Canada, and America. But a lot of people think, oh, this was, you know, something that happened prior to World War II. Dr. Mike Ryan, he's with the WHO. He's the director of epidemic and pandemic response. He says, if you look at the acute threats that can wipe out millions of people in a matter of weeks, we are still at risk. Tuberculosis can do that. So it's contagious. Tuberculosis is an infected person. A lot of infection in the sputum and the coughing. High-risk people are people with diabetes, HIV, autoimmune system diseases. Children in daycare centers and schools are also going to be at high risk if someone has it. So, personally, I'd be more afraid of that than I would COVID. You know, tuberculosis, nothing to sneeze at. There are some wonderful things, herbal things that you can use to clear lung infections. And a lot of herbs were used in the turn of the century for that. Things like thyme tincture has wonderful germicides that will kill tuberculosis. And we use a lot of things to expectorate mucus from the lungs so you can breathe easier and get more of a diaphragm, breathing and better. So we use lobelia herb for that. And you have a lot of immune system support herbs you can use. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs have a lung congestion kit. They have pandemic kits. They got power herb kits. They've got pneumonia kits. They got kits. And they have instructions and all the tools in there and how to use them. And a lot of times it's a combination of formulas that you need to use. And you just don't know how to do that. So they put these kits together. They got snake bite kits and heart attack packs. They got tools. And when seconds count or you can't get to treatment or there's no treatment to be had, you want something, don't you? You want a toolkit and instructions what to do. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, you can give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Get their free catalog and be empowered. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.